Cheer up, kind countrymen, be not dismayed. True news I can tell ye concerning the nation. Hot spirits are quenched, the tempest is laid, and now we may hope for a good reformation. The parliament bold and their members of late do wish them beyond sea or else at Virginia, for now all their orders are quite out of date. 12 parliament men shall be sold for a penny. For 12 years and more these rooks they have sat, to gull and to cozen all true-hearted people. Our gold and our silver has made them so fat that they looked more big and mighty than Paul's steeple. The freedom of subject they much did pretend, but since they bear sway we never had any. For every member promoted self end. 12 parliament men are now sold for a penny. Their acts and their orders which they have contrived was still in conclusion to multiply riches. The commonwealth sweetly by these men have thrived, as Lancashire did with the junto of witches. Our freedom was chained to the Egyptian poke, as it hath been felt and endured by many, still making religion their author and cloak. 12 parliament men shall be sold for a penny. Both city and country are almost undone by these caterpillars which swarmed in the nation. Their imps and their goblins did up and down run. Excisemen, I mean, all knaves of a fashion, for all the great treasure that daily came in. The soldier once paid is well known by a many, to chest and to cause, and they held it no sin. 12 parliament men shall be sold for a penny. The land and the livings which these men have had, 'twould make one admire what use they've made of it. With plate and with jewels they have been well clad. The soldier fell hard whilst they got the profit. Our gold and our silver to Holland they sent, but being found out, this is known by a many, that no one would own it for fear of a shent. 12 parliament men are sold for a penny. 'Tis judged by most people that they were the cause of England and Holland their warring together, both friends and dear lovers, to break civil laws and in cruel manner to kill one another. What cared they how many did lose their dear lives? So they by the bargain did get people's money, sitting secure like bees in the hives. But 12 parliament men are now sold for a penny. They voted and voted as fancy did guide, to pass away time, but increasing their treasure. When Jack is on cock horse, he'll galloping ride, but falling at last, he'll repent it at leisure. The widow, the fatherless, gentry and poor, the tradesman and citizen, with a great many, have suffered full dearly to heap up their store. But 12 parliament men shall be sold for a penny. These burdens and grievances England hath felt so long and so heavy, our hearts are even broke. Our plate, gold, and silver to themselves they've dealt. All this is too true, in good time be it spoken. For a man to rise high and at last to fall low, it is a discredit, this lot falls to many. But 'tis no great matter these men to serve so. 12 parliament men now are sold for a penny. The general perceiving their lustful desire to covet more treasure, being puffed with ambition by their acts and their orders to set all on fire, pretending religion to rout superstition, he bravely commanded the soldiers to go in the parliament house in defiance of any, to which they consented. And now you do know that 12 parliament men may be sold for a penny. The soldiers undaunted laid hold on the mace, and out of the chair they removed the speaker. The great ones were then in a pitiful case, and Tavy cried out all her cold must forsake her. Thus they were routed, plucked out by the ears. The house was soon empty and rid of a many usurpers that sat there this 13 long years. 12 parliament men may be sold for a penny. To their several homes away they were sent, as they have sent others but since captivated. Oh, what will become of this old parliament and all their compeers that were royally stated? What they have deserved I wish they may have, and 'tis the desire I know of a many, for us to have freedom, oh, that will be brave. But 12 parliament men may be sold for a penny. Let's pray for the general and all his brave train. He may be an instrument for England's blessing, appointed in heaven to free us again. For this is the way of our burdens redressing. For England to be in glory once more, it would satisfy, I know, a great many. But ending, I say, as I said before, 12 parliament men now are sold for a penny.